So I've just walked around the corner to Uppercut Productions, and they have elevated video and photography specialists. And to be honest, I didn't really need to look at all the flyers, because they have this epic flying vehicle in front of me, which has blades all around the edge. I'm with Chris, and Chris is going to tell me a little bit about it. Hello, Chris.
Hi, good afternoon.
So that looks a formidable beast.
Yeah, it's quite a clever contraption. It lifts high definition video and photographic cameras up to about 400 feet. And we get a live view back down to a screen so that we can see exactly what the cameras are looking at, and we can get precise composition.
Okay, so there's a lot of fans on there, so I presume you need that for the lift of a heavy HD camera or a digital SLR.
Yeah, it gives it a lot of thrust. We've got two helicopters. This one that we see here has got 8 blades, lifts a slightly smaller camera. The one hanging up there is lifting a professional DSLR camera. The multi-rotor design gives it really good stability, particularly in the wind.
And is this quite new in terms of technology?
Yeah, it's constantly developing. It is very new. We're always updating, using the latest circuit boards and technology. We're looking now at investing in a new design which will lift an even greater payload. So constantly updating it. It's an expensive exercise, but worth it.
Okay.
And it just means that we can get really high resolution imagery for all sorts of people.
I mean, my first worry would be, putting a D3 on there, or a 5D or a 7D, which are expensive in their own right anyway, just their bodies, let alone the lenses. I've noticed that the PCB board's got Uppercut Productions on it, so are you prefabbing your own stuff? Or?
No, I'm working very closely with a German engineer, he's a bit of a techie boffin, and he's put it all together, but his workmanship is just... it's just fantastic. It flies so smoothly, which translates into superb quality footage for video clients.
Okay, so how does that work? So 400 feet, you said. How does that deal with sort of turbulence on the actual mechanism on the bottom for the camera? How does it get rid of that,
Okay, well, basically the helicopter has three gyro sensors. It uses a barometric pressure sensor and various other gadgets and gizmos. That tells it to stay level at all times. So if the wind gusts into the side, it in a split second it tells the other side of the helicopter to speed up and counter the wind. Underneath the helicopter is the camera mount, which is directly connected to the flight gyros, and that camera mount is therefore gyro stabilized as well.
Wow. So really thought of everything.
The camera will always stay level, no matter what attitude the helicopter's at.
That's just fascinating, fantastic. It's almost like one of those things that you think could be built when you're a kid, but now it's all sort of coming to fruition. So you're constantly reinventing this, you're constantly redesigning it. I'm looking at your board, you've got quite a few clients already. You're doing sort of time-lapse, property marketing, architectural, construction, building and inspecting. Which has been the best project that you've gone, wow, look at the footage from that?
Okay, well, that's a good question. It's probably the most exciting and most recent job was for Example. He's a pop artist. The production company gave me a ring to talk about doing some aerial footage for his latest video for Two Lives. And so we went to London, got up extremely early, and got the sunrise over London. It was really misty, and the footage was quite nice, yeah.
Fantastic. So you're a photographer anyway, or...?
Yeah, we do ground-based photography as well.
Okay. So if people want to find you, where can they find you?
Okay, our website is uppercutproductions.co.uk.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you.